the front seat.
Is that right?
And I thanked him and all, but I wasn't going to go get up on the front seat because I was white. Now, that's been 25 years ago, not before they got to mixing too much, but I growed up here and I've got nothing against the colored people. They're people just the same as we are. They're a different race. But anyway, there's good and bad and all. But as I say, I appreciated them coming there and asking me to come up there and put me down in one of the best seats up there. So then there's another little church. It's a Baptist church over on Palmetto. And an old nigger woman, it was a housemaid and a cook and a good doctor of mine, I was furnishing meal, come in and said, "Mr. Rowe," said, "I don't know, I hardly went to ask you why," said, "I don't want to hurt your feelings," says, "would you come to my church tomorrow night?" Said, "I want you and your wife to come." I said, "Sydney, I'll come. And I'll tell you, I've told lots of people, I tell anybody today, I don't care who they are. If there's more Christianity in that little nigger church or any church I ever walked into in my life, but just you walked into the church, you could tell it. They were friendly, they were Christians. And the little church is still good. I never forget the fellow, little old Short, just as black as he be, but his name was Mr. Shorty.
There, right.
And poor old Sydney, she thanked me and all, but as I say, I've been to most every church in Hot Springs. But that little nigger church over there, there's more Christianity than any church I've ever been. And this number on Wynand is more like it than any other church I've been in. I've been in the Presbyterian, the Methodist, the Baptist, Holiness, Church of God, Church of Christ, and just Seventh-day Adventist and all. But there's good in all.
You were talking about colored people. Do you have any idea what they prefer to be called nowadays?
Well, some want to be called Negro. They don't want to be called colored. And some don't want to be called Nigger. And some wants to be called Africans. So, but there's not too many. The big majority of my friends, when I was in the dairy, I had the very best of colored folks in Hot Springs, either worked with the government or was doctors or ministers. They were very good, all of them, and they are all gone today. But they were fine people, and they all like to be called, even when we're called nigger, we're going to be called Negro. Now that was my experience with them. Well, now some of these young ones going up now, they're pretty near fight you if you call them a nigger. I don't know just what they do want to be called hardly. I don't know what they know themselves. They've got a different attitude since they've kind of getting equal rights. And a lot of the old timers, they knew they were a nigger and they stayed in a nigger's place. But now, you go to get on a bus or any place, or traffic on the road, and there's a colored person in a car, he's going to take the advantage of it, whether it's right or wrong. He's going to take it. The big majority of them do. I hate to see it. And the most of the colored people are ignorant. They just haven't got the learning capacity or don't want to learn or something. The white man has learned him everything he knows. And I got a book in yonder that I was reading about the niggers now, the young sort up, my folks is you white people slaves. Says, "Oh, Whitey," says, "I've got even with you now and I'm going to take it." Well, I hate seeing any of them talk that way. Because it wasn't me, it's our ancestors, and what happened 100 or 200, 300 years ago, we shouldn't hold against one another now. And but the Indians, when they first came in, the Indians used to use the niggers as slaves. They were drawn off from their white owner, or after the emancipation, it was freed,